More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this month, weather sensors were placed throughout one Boise neighborhood to document how heat is impacting our urban areas. Now, the project, which is being spearheaded by a youth-led research team with the Idaho Conservation Corps, aims to show how additional tree canopy could provide a possible solution to rising temperatures here in the Treasure Valley. So joining us now to talk more about this are Lisa O'Flaherty, State Director of the Idaho Conservation Corps, and youth crew member Logan Clark Rivera. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa, let me begin with you. For folks who aren't familiar, tell us briefly what the Idaho Conservation Corps is.
Yeah, absolutely. Idaho Conservation Corps is a jobs training and education program based on the Civilian Conservation Corps model of the 1930s. So we are a jobs training opportunity for youth and young adults to learn skills, whether that's in conservation or wherever they go on to next. So our urban and community forestry crews, of which Logan is a part of, is a grant-funded program. We received a $4 million grant last year from Inflation Reduction Act funding from the USDA to specifically fund local Treasure Valley crews focused on improving and maintaining the urban forests in disadvantaged parts of the Treasure Valley.
So, Logan, can you tell us a little bit about the heat study that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I'd love to. So with these, you know, heat monitoring devices, they're called Kestrels. We use those to get data like wind speeds, humidity, temperature, all of that, and have multiple points to set up an array of data to send back to Kappa Strategies, which is the database.
And Logan, how often do you have to check the sensors, and what do they tell you?
So that is, it's a 3 times a week thing. And what it tells us is essentially just how hot it is somewhere, how humid it is somewhere. And there's a couple different readings of how hot somewhere is, where there's the direct temperature, which is read by the machine. And then there's a wet globe temperature, which is how hot a liquid gets within essentially a black globe.
Mm-hmm.
How it absorbs it.
And so this question is for either Lisa or Logan. What's the intent behind gathering this information? Like, what are you planning on doing with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this partner organization, Kappa Strategies, that has asked us to be a part of this is going to use this data. We're one of 4 cities across the country doing this pilot program, the others being Boulder, Colorado, Cleveland, and Chicago. And then they are going to use this data to best decide how to do urban forestry planning going forward. Where would we benefit from adding more trees? Where would it make the greatest impact to reduce the heat island effect in our urban spaces?
So, Lisa, how can trees actually help reduce heat in urban areas?
Oh, they make a vast difference. Not only, of course, the shade that they provide is a huge benefit, but also the moisture, the air quality improvement. They help with erosion control and bank stabilization. They have a lot of psychological and social benefits beyond the obvious environmental benefits that they place. People enjoy being outside. There have been studies that have shown people linger longer and spend more time in places where there are trees and have happier moods.
Oh, that is super interesting, actually. And my understanding is the project is ongoing. So is there an end date for the project?
Yeah, this is just a pilot program of a 6-week study across the 4 different cities that are doing it. And then based on that 6-week data, they're going to readjust and then launch again for a longer term study next year.
So Logan, what's it been like for you to be a part of this project?
Well, I think it's really interesting, you know, to be on the cutting edge of environmental science, essentially. I think it's not the most challenging work, at least on a physical level, but it's really interesting brain work.
And Lisa, why is it important to have projects like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the heat monitoring data itself is really important. We can't make educated decisions on how to plan our cities, on how to plan our parks without the scientific data to back it up. So that part is very helpful. And then, of course, just to educate folks on why it's important to have green spaces, to encourage people to plant trees on their own properties as well. So one of our other main partners, the Treasure Valley Canopy Network, that is their whole intent is to expand the awareness of how important having a healthy urban forest is, whether on private or public lands.
And Lisa, can you talk to us a little bit more about how this program really works for students and young adults that want to be a part of it? Because it sounds like it's really providing them real life, work experience.
Absolutely. That's a big part of our mission is the young people and having them learn job skills. For some folks, this might be the first job they've ever had. Whether or not they continue in a field of conservation, it's great work experience, jobs training. But especially if they do have an interest in conservation, it's really tough to get your foot in the door in those fields. Often they want you to have previous experience to even be considered. So this way we can have members say they have learned how to safely use these different tools, work on a variety of projects. Beyond just the heat monitoring, the crews have been doing things like mulching trees, identifying and removing invasive plant species, structurally pruning trees. So doing some of that municipal forestry work that an arborist would do. And then we'll have young adult age crews that are 19 to 26 in the fall and the spring. And those crews all get chainsaw certified and can use those skills wherever they go after this as well. So it's a great resume builder. It's a great experience, and it's great to give back to your local urban forest.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa, before I let both of you go, I know you have a lot of other projects that you're working on too. So can you tell us very quickly about a few of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So our urban community forestry crews are working hand in hand a lot with the Boise and Nampa community forestry departments, with other folks like Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge, with Boise National Forest's Lucky Peak Nursery. And then in addition to that, we also have our traditional camping crews that work all over the state of Idaho on a variety of projects, whether that's trail maintenance, fuels reduction, habitat restoration. We work with every forest in the state of Idaho, as well as Bureau of Land Management, Army Corps of Engineers, a lot of other partners. So we do a lot of work across the state and have been doing it across the three-state region that we operate in, actually Oregon, Washington, and Idaho since 1984. We just hit our 40-year anniversary of doing this kind of work.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk with us today. We've been speaking with Lisa O'Flaherty, State Director of the Idaho Conservation Corps, and youth crew member Logan Clark Rivera, talking about an urban heat study that's taking place right now in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.